I've spent a lot of time here in Wrangell with the teens and with the youth. And I think getting to know them, as well as getting to know their families and what's important to them, is a great experience builder to bring to the table for the school board. In addition, I spent some time before my current job at the bank subbing at the school and working as an aide and subbing for some teachers. And so that really helped because I was able to get to know a lot of the teachers, a lot of the aides, and just really see what the faculty is all about. So seeing things from a faculty staff point of view as well, knowing what challenges they face, what's important to them, what works well, what doesn't work well, I think is really going to help when I get to be on the school board. So,
why do you want to be on the school board?
I want to be on the school board because I really have a heart for the youth here in Wrangell. I think they're a great bunch of kids, and I really just want to be able to make the school district better for them, give them a better educational experience. We've got a great system set up. We've got great teachers. We've got great students. And so all together, I think it's a really exceptional educational system we have here in Wrangell. But everything can always be improved, and I just want to have that chance to be able to make a difference for their education.
What do you think the priorities of the school board should be?
Right now, I think that the priority for the school board is the staff and the faculty would be the place that I would look first. I know they've made some great improvements recently with the meal programs, the lunches, and that was a great priority that needed to happen. And next, I think we just need to take a look at the staff. We've had some turnover in the last couple of years that I've been here. And we have, you know, like I said, exceptional staff right now. They're fantastic, and they do an awesome job. And we need to make sure that we're staying competitive and making sure that we keep them. Staff that's rewarded and staff that feels like they're appreciated is going to do a better job. And if the staff is doing a better job, then the kids are going to have a better learning experience. They're going to learn better. They're going to be more prepared when they go out in the world. So if we can work to make sure that we're competitive and rewarding the staff and keeping them trained and just making sure that we have the best staff that we can possibly have, then that's going to be the thing that's going to set us apart for sure.
What do you think are the biggest challenges that are facing the school board right now?
I think the biggest challenges that the school board is facing is that staff turnover that they've had in the last year, replacing principals, replacing a superintendent, the people at the top that have to get to know all of the students and the staff. Those are big positions to replace. And we've had some great new teachers come in this last year as well. So I think that's a big challenge, as well as, like I said, the new lunch programs, the new vendor that they have for that, getting that worked out, getting all the kinks, that's going to be a big challenge. And just, you know, making sure that everything is running smoothly and trying to anticipate any problems to resolve them before they become full-blown issues. I think those are the biggest challenges that the school board's facing right now.
Are there any specific projects that you're interested in supporting or starting at the schools?
For specific projects, I would like to see us just increase what we have. We have a great music program. I myself was involved in strings growing up, and that would be something awesome to bring to Wrangell if we could work that out. Just more drama programs and just getting students a little more prepared for the real world once they get out of high school. I think that we could always benefit from programs like that.